College campuses bookend today's Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. First, anti-Semitism in U.S. colleges underscores a broader trend. More on that in a moment. And then stick around because a campus near you needs your prayer. First, experts from the American Jewish Committee met with FBI officials to discuss rising anti-Semitism in the United States. This on the heels of an executive order targeting anti-Semitism on college campuses and a December 10 attack on a Jewish community in New Jersey. It was the third deadly attack targeting Jews in just over a year. But Uncharted Ministries founder Tom Doyle says the issue goes beyond U.S. borders.
There is a lot of anti-Semitism in Europe. We're seeing it on the college campuses in America. It's growing around the world.
According to the Anti-Defamation League, one in four Europeans holds anti-Semitic beliefs. It's most prevalent in Poland, Ukraine, and Hungary. But these views are not isolated.
A guy that I met in the desert of Israel, he was from France. He had on a real nice necklace that had a menorah on it. He says, I'm just so glad that I can wear that here. I would never wear a menorah in France. I would be beat up in certain areas. It's just too dangerous there.
Get the full version of this story at our website, missionnews.org.
Jesus always went to the least of these. He went to the marginalized. He went to the hated. I think we're supposed to do that. Today, we're supposed to go to the hurting. We're supposed to go to those that are being attacked.
This next story comes shrouded in mystery. It involves a woman, a Creative Access nation, and her sphere of influence. It also parallels the story of Esther in the Old Testament. First, Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says on his last tour in Asia with ministry partners, he noticed more women are in the seminary training ranks.
It really opened my eyes afresh to this. These women are going to have such a tremendous impact in their families, in their communities. The influence they have can extend even further beyond that.
Then, the next visit underscored that idea. At one house church stop,
I was told that there's a woman in the audience who's in the congregation. She's been attending there for a couple of months. She's definitely a person of influence.
A new Christian, the woman attended this small church to avoid security fuss and unnecessary attention. She also stayed after the service for additional Bible study. Then she asked Podaiti for a study Bible because she wanted to share her faith with her loved ones. Considering the country and her position, that's both a bold and a dangerous request. Podaiti says they're working with her partners to get her the tools that she needs. For now,
pray for this woman. As I said, she's an Esther in the house. And I know that she's going to play a very influential role in the spread and the growth of the gospel in this country.
An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is a part of the Every Campus Initiative. It's a movement to have a gospel witness on every college campus by 2030. However, InterVarsity firmly believes mission on campus begins with prayer. The goal for 2019, to have every campus prayer walked. Now, we're in the final countdown. There are only 8 days left in 2019, and just over 1,000 college campuses in the United States that still need prayer walkers. Inviting you to prayer walk a local campus is InterVarsity's Vice President of Campus Ministry in the Central United States, John Heatbrink.
Any of your listeners could visit everycampus.com. And when you go there, there's a really easy way to search for a campus near you. You can search for a particular campus. You can search by zip code or city, and it will pull up the campuses near you. It'll tell you whether that campus has been prayer walked yet or not. If it hasn't yet been prayer walked, there'll be a green button where you can click start here and enter either your phone number or your email address, and we'll send you a customized prayer guide that you can use to shape your prayer walk on that campus. And then at the end of that prayer walking guide is a button for you to be able to say that you completed the prayer walk, and that will update our countdown.
We'll share more of the details and the EverCampus initiative at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.